Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. Wheels is still in Atlanta. He will be back on Wednesday. Our buddy Trisha is sitting in with us for about an hour. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you guys?
You look like an L.L. Bean catalog.
Thank you.
It's good luck.
I mean in a good way. That's a compliment.
Good.
Okay, thank
I
you.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm ready for sweater weather. Bring it on.
Yeah, me too. Me too. This isn't bad. Today's not bad.
No, this is pretty good. It was too hot. It was too cold, then too hot. Yeah. Now we're pretty comfortable out there now.
Yeah, definitely. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Very good.
My voice is weird. I should go home.
Yep. I think I need to go home too, actually.
Yeah. I think I gave you something.
I think so.
Yeah. Trisha, can you handle this?
I'm just going to hang out.
I'll hold it down. It's fine.
I'm going to listen to the Andrew show for the next few hours.
Steve's been saying he's looking for an opportunity for me to do something completely by myself. No support. No.
Yeah, he told me that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard that. Rumor has it.
We need to have Andrew all to himself. Totally just saying whatever he feels like.
Mm-hmm. Are there any updates on Poopgate?
There are.
Wow.
Wait, does Trisha know about Poopgate?
I don't. Can we reset the Poopgate
stage? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So there is...
No, not you. You're the last guy to set it up. No, because you are a cowboy.
No. Okay,
You are riding the range. You are out on the back 40.
I'll correct as is needed.
Well, you want me to tell it or...
Yeah,
you
that's
don't want
best.
Andrew to tell.
That's
okay,
best.
So there has been someone in Andrew's neighborhood has been allowing their dog to go number two in his yard, ooh, in his backyard. Mm.
In your backyard?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's like violating.
Extra disrespectful. Yeah.
There's there's an alleyway, and there's no like fence or gate or anything.
Okay.
So that's why they have access to the backyard through the alleyway.
But they're
alleyway.
Coming all the way in to the backyard doing their business.
Yeah, they are well into the backyard.
Wow.
So recently he and his father put up a security camera and they've been able to capture images of this woman allowing her dog to go to the bathroom on the yard.
And video.
And video. The other part of the story is Andrew has been collecting the specimens for, he says, about 6 months and keeping them in a bucket in his garage.
No.
With plans to return to sender.
Yes. No.
Now, did I get this part wrong? I told everyone over the weekend that you had been taking pictures of each pile.
No. My plan is to have pictures... I want time-stamped still images.
Of her?
Yes, of her and the dog going number two.
Yeah.
And then my plan is to like be like, this is this pile right here.
How are you
going
to get pictures of her going number two?
Well, she's there with the dog. They're both taking the time out of their morning. Their morning constitutional. So
update?
The update from the weekend. So now the camera's been up for a full week. And we've been going through the footage, right? There is a... Beppy, no. It's... it's... It's a whole criminal conspiracy, gang. There's more to this. Turns out,
this is like the Epstein files.
Turns out,
a lot to unpack here.
It's not just just a gal.
Loaded.
It's a gal and a fella that are taking this dog because so it seemed to be a couple different people, and so there already may be multiple dogs from different people.
You can't tell from the camera if it's the same dog or not.
Well, it's the same. So it's the same dog. Now there's a guy involved. Must be like the lady's husband or boyfriend.
Okay, we got a couple people that walk the dog.
Live-in partner.
And this
we got
dog
a couple people that walk
prefers
the dog.
To do his morning, he or
yes.
she's morning business in your yard.
Yes.
And you've been collecting that.
I was going to say that I came up with a fake name for the dog. I'm not going to say it because I don't remember which is the fake name that I came up with and which is the real name that I discovered of the dog. So I'm not going to name the dog. Little insight into the process here.
Okay. No one would have ever asked, yeah, like, do you have a fake name for the dog?
He was about to ask. He asked the lady's name on Friday.
You said Janine.
It's not Janine. Okay. I found that out, which, whew, dodged a bullet on that one.
Yeah.
So
this Hoosier, this fella, isn't cleaning up the dog poop either.
No. So now there's two of them. And there may also be a completely unrelated person with a completely unrelated dog.
Just going in your yard.
Just also doing it. With no part of that. So there may actually be two whole people that independently thought, I should let my dog poop in this yard. Now, these two,
Well, what do you attribute that to?
The lady and the fella, they're doing it every morning. Every morning between about 7 and 8:30. At some point, they're out there with the dog. They seem to walk right out of their house, right up the alley, to the designated spot where they want their dog to poop, which is my
yard. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
And then straight back home.
And then it looks like they just turn around and go straight back home.
Wow.
Yeah. So my yard is just the toilet.
The bathroom.
For their dog.
You don't know who these people are at all?
I don't know them. I have discovered someone who says they know them. And so I have names and, you know, that sort of thing. But obviously not enough evidence quite yet to make the plans that we are intending.
So not to victim blame at all, but nothing has ever happened with these two people that it'd be like, oh, they're targeting me.
Uh-oh.
No, there isn't.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like there's a little accusation there that I started this somehow.
No, I'm trying to help you solve the. This is what's so annoying is like he's so defensive.
Just kidding.
It's like, dude, I'm trying to help you out here. I'm just trying to like put the pieces of the puzzle together.
I'm sorry, I was only kidding. I'm just joking because I'm sorry.
It's a tense situation.
Started the comment with not to
this
victim.
This must be what it's like in the White House right now.
It seems like it. I'm very sorry to everyone for that. No, I've never interacted with these people to the best of my knowledge.
So Jake asked you a good question. Why doesn't Andrew literally stand there in the morning and just confront them?
That was going to be my next question.
Well, because we didn't know times until very recently. And like this whole time frame that I'm kind of listing out here, didn't know that until literally yesterday afternoon.
But the plan is still to mail them poop once you nail this down, as opposed to waiting outside your yard and being like, or putting up a sign that's like, hey, this isn't a
poop.
Park.
I'm going to
hand it.
Yeah, I'm just going to like.
He's going to take it in a bucket
dump
it
in their yard.
It.
Yeah,
and
dump it in their yard.
With pictures of the evidence.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say this. I think this belongs to you.
You must have thought I was really stoned over the weekend then because I had the idea and spread, this is how, never tell me anything because I gossip. And I add to it, I sweeten the pot. And so I told any number of people that you had, I even made up a number, close to 100 photos of dog poop piles. And so I sent him a text over the weekend. I said, I can't believe I didn't ask you this on the show, but can you send me some of those pictures of the poop? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'm kind of waiting on that. To get a picture of the bucket. And I'm like, well, what about all the hundreds of pictures that you have? So I believe my own lie. Yeah, I believe my own lie.
I was also like at a K-pop concert. So it was a very strange.
Yeah, it's a weird exchange.
I'm watching these girls dance on stage. And then I get a text from Dave that's like, why aren't you sending me more photos of the poop? Send them.
And then I asked for a picture of him when he was little and had long hair. So
that one I sent.
That one he sent.
Yeah, that one I had ready.
Yeah. So are you thinking of a new confrontation?
Well, Rachel had an interesting idea on Friday about the fines, right? About city ordinances?
Oh, yeah. Like, again, like, I want to get these people. I think what they're doing is terribly wrong. They are Hoosiers. They deserve to be called out. And I really don't like that they seem to be targeting your house in a way. Mm-hmm. But last thing we want to do is confess to the plan on KMOX, and then, like, the evidence is right
there. I think that horses out of the barn.
Right. Well, but I'm just saying, like, if
well,
something, if he's doing something
doing
that's technically, like, untoward with the law, like, they have plenty of, like, it was clearly him, you know? So I'm just saying, like, maybe we shouldn't dump it on the lawn if there's a problem with dumping these things on the lawn.
Yeah.
They'll never find me.
Right. I mean, it's like, I don't know.
And you know what? I'll be honest. Part of my hope, just like how part of my hope with putting up the camera was that this camera will stop them, I was kind of hoping maybe I talk about this on the radio, then I never see them again. It gets back to them. I know there are a couple of people in my neighborhood who listen to the show. Hello out there. Thank you very much. But I was like, so maybe this will get back to them, or they'll be listening themselves or whatever, and then I just won't have to worry about this anymore.
What about this? What about, who was it here? Someone said, can you just have a picture of them? Whatever. What about putting a sign that says...
That's not a bad idea.
You and your dog are on camera.
Yeah.
Tune in later to the Dave Glover Show to hear all about it.
Marketing.
But the thing is, are they even going to stop and read the sign?
Well, if you make it right where he poops.
I think if I were to put...
I'll pay for the sign.
What I would do is I would just put up a couple of signs. His house is full of signs that say, this is your poop. Listen to the Dave Glover Show. I could put up a couple of signs in the yard with the still photos from the camera, which
that's
I do have several already.
Yeah.
That's
attached.
The one.
And just be like, guess what? Also, I know where you live. And also, so according to the city website, these fines could hold up to $50 each.
Wow.
Well, it's
you got a bucket full.
No less than $50 each. So if we can get...
Collect some more evidence.
I don't know how far back the...
Let's start paying off this new car.
Exactly. What's this called? The...
Statute of Limitations.
Thank you. The Statute of Limitations goes back for like city ordinances and stuff, but I figure we get a couple weeks.
I doubt they do that, though, because like you're talking about small town government.
Yeah.
And if you go in there, you know, like the guy from Blacklist, and you've got, you know, 3 weeks... And they're going to owe, $500.
This is fair.
I doubt they're going to go, they're probably going to say, okay, Mr. Snoles, thank you very much. And Janine, you're going to pay $50, and you're going to apologize. I mean, I don't think you're going to lose. I just, I doubt they're going to give them a
$500. You're right. I probably can't. My fantasy of having them rack up $10,000 worth of fines is probably...
Plus, you don't want to give up the high ground of sanity. And if you go in there with
a big bucket of poop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Okay. Everybody's kind of making some decent points here.
I think you're right on with a still picture of them in the alley. Just put it right up. That'll shake them. Shake them in their boots. They know, you know. I think it'll stop.
I think we all have these, though, right? Where you're like, this is going to be great. And then in the cold light of day, your friends go like, well, now.
Well, here's the thing.
Consider.
I guess my question is, do we really want it to totally stop, or do we want to get these people?
Well,
that's the vibe I was getting on.
Rachel wants to get these people.
The vibe I was getting on Friday was like, sweet revenge. And now it's like, oh, we just want them to stop.
She is right. Well, now I am perhaps coming off as more interested in de-escalation than I intend. Because while it would be nice if it would stop, I do lust for blood. And so I do want... she is exactly right that I do want revenge, specifically.
Like, are you looking for her to be shamed? Are you looking for a mea culpa?
I don't know. I've never really pictured what her reaction is in any of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how good and
I can tell you what it's going to be.
And powerful,
I would
feel.
It's
going to
be one of two things. One is going to be a complete and total, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't realize,
I didn't realize this was your home.
Or it's going to be, you know what, how about you go F yourself?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of those.
Third option, maybe I get shot or something.
Sure.
But so it is, I do want revenge. I don't know how I want the revenge to come. I like the idea of making them pay money. That's very interesting.
You just want that 10 grand.
Well, it doesn't go to me. I get no reparations in this, but
it
would go
to the city of
Alton. It goes to the city. But I would like to have them have to pay the $50 or whatever. That's very interesting to me. But I also would like to put a bunch of poop in somebody's yard because I think that's funny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 124. Okay, we're going to do 3 minutes on this and then we're done until something happens. So you and Rage, your consigliere, definitely want to shame this person.
Yeah.
Do you want, is it enough that she is internally shamed, or do you want other people to know about it in the neighborhood?
So the Joker often says, the average person, he says this often, the average person is one bad day away from becoming just like him, right? My only concern with the neighborhood shaming or the citywide shaming thing is that I could push someone into complete and total madness, and then perhaps instead of the one seeking revenge, I am the one being sought revenge upon. If you steal a horse, you must dig three graves, or whatever that saying is, right? Revenge could only beget revenge. So if I internally shame this woman, just between me and her, hey, I'm shaming you, knock this off, consider yourself shamed. I feel like there's less chance of her seeking revenge against me.
Yeah.
But if I were to do like a citywide shaming thing, would that then open, like, would I, not necessarily, I don't think I would lose the high ground, but in her mind, would I lose it to where now she needs to get
revenge? You might even lose it in general because people aren't going to know the details unless they listen to the show.
Yeah.
And they're just going to go, why wouldn't he just talk to her? Why wouldn't he have just stopped her? Why wouldn't he just this? Well, why did he have to go post things on telephone poles?
Well, now what I think you should do, Andrew, is someone in the chat suggested this too. Go out there and confront her as it's happening. With the photos, if she tries to deny anything, be like, oh, really? Because this has happened before.
Okay.
And that's probably like a healthy amount of shaming.
Yeah. Okay. And then I get at least the satisfaction of, and I have to show her the bucket. Too,
yeah, be like, come in here. I got a bucket to show you.
I got to show her the bucket because I've been collecting all this poop. I can't just let that go by.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe get rid of the bucket.
Yeah, I think I now see what losing the high ground looks like.
that's what I'm talking about.
I am not crazy, by the way.
Hey, wait, before
I need you to come in my garage with me, lady.
Exactly. I'm gonna have
something that belongs to you.
I have something moss-covered in a five-pound bucket.
I'm going to have to remember as she's walking down the street. I'm going to be like, wait, there was one more thing. Come back. I need you to go in the garage for a minute.
Here's what's going to happen. She's going to be walking down the street for the next week, and she's not going to stop once. And you're just going to be standing there with your bucket of poop and your picture evidence, and it's going to be this week she quits walking or doing it.
Christopher says, stay away from taking it overboard. A simple, please stop. I don't want this to go any further. And then go from there.
Yeah.
Very reasonable, Christopher.
And by go from there, he means dump out all the poop in her yard.
I think so.
I think
that's
what he means by
subtext.
Because there's every chance that when you confront her, she's going to deny it. She's going to deny your picture. She's just going to be a big jerk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
sometimes it's what Christopher Schmidt doesn't say in the chat that really speaks to me.
He's the dog that didn't bark.
He's the dog that didn't bark.
DGS 133. So if this goes south and you end up on Netflix, who's going to play all of us?
Ooh, that's a really good
question.
Well,
we know who's going to play Rachel. It's the lady from Ms. Maisel.
Mm.
You know who I got told I looked like again this morning?
Hmm.
Caitlin Clark. Someone was like, I thought Caitlin Clark was here.
Hmm.
Someone said that in the stream the other day, too. I was like, oh, we both have long brown hair, so sure.
I also get Caitlin Clark, so.
Yeah.
There's so many Caitlin Clarks in this room.
Caitlin Clark would play Dave, for sure.
I don't think there's anyone that looks like me.
Well, George Clooney, obviously.
I almost Googled Brad who Pitt. Looks Brad like Pitt. Dave, yeah. as if who, that was going to help.
Who looked like Dave 2025 Reddit. who would... You have always been hard to capture by others. That's kind of been a signature of your career. I think that's worked very much in your favor because no one is able to do the things that you can do. But like,
I like this direction.
Well, like right down to
he's about to say someone really ugly.
No, I was gonna say I have an AI voice bot where I can replicate everybody's voices
except Dave's.
Dave's is the only one that it doesn't even come close.
I'm gonna be like that lady on Pluribus.
You're going to be the...
Everyone's going to be a hive mind but me.
The one miserable person when everybody else is happy.
Oh, you kidding me? I would give up so fast. I mean, it wouldn't even be one episode.
Yeah, you'd be like, no, this is what I want, the hive mind. Can you please? You don't understand. I'm not trying to stop anything.
I read something really interesting last night. I thought it was interesting. You know how I've talked a lot on the show about this thing I have, like throwing my keys down the elevator shaft and such?
Yeah.
And it was talking about this topic, and I've never heard anyone talk about this topic. And I've always sort of written it off to my OCD because I'm definitely farther out there than most people. But it talked about the feeling that almost every human gets when you're like up on a roof and you're standing a little too close to the edge. And I didn't know this, but evidently everyone thinks I could jump. I could just jump. And not only that, but I need to step away a couple of steps because I think I might jump. Yeah. And it's called Call of the Void. And what's interesting about it is this psychiatrist I was listening to talk about it said that what is so terrifying is that it's one of the few times in our life when we have total and pure agency over ourselves. And you know in that moment, say, for example, like Trisha and I are dating. We might break up. We're not sure. We're kind of going back and forth. Right? That's like normal stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're standing on a ledge and something in your brain goes, you could jump. Like, you know you're not going to, but you know you could.
That you have the option.
Yes.
Yeah, there's like this like weird impulse.
Yes.
To, yep.
And that's what causes that weird feeling in your body. And it's called Call of the Void. When you have absolute pure agency over your decision.
I have a cigar cutter on my desk from a past event, and I've been using it as a fidget, basically, and just ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And so many times I've thought, what if I just stuck my finger in there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just stuck it in it, which is a horrible thing to think.
Yep.
It's a horrible thing to just, like, fiddle with, but I've been doing it for weeks and having that thought over and over again.
I used to remember when we were kids. Well, when I was kids, and you had like Weiler's lemonade and Country Time that came in those big containers, and you'd pop the thing off,
yeah.
The powder. Well, the inside of the lid would cut you smooth, and I used to just run my finger along there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Tempting fate, man.
Living on the edge.
But I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Also, I didn't know this. Like, we play Battle of the Halfwits.
Yeah.
We all know what a halfwit is.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's something called a midwit?
Yeah.
I thought they were the same. I thought it was just like a cutesier way of saying halfwit.
No, at least what I saw, the midwit would be someone who is smart enough to realize they're a midwit, mm-hmm. but not smart enough to get out of it. Like, they don't do nitwit stuff.
Yeah.
Or dimwit or halfwit,
mm-hmm.
but a midwit is just sort of like a you know, normal intelligence.
It's a scale of it's
of
like
wit.
Between halfwit and wit.
Yes.
Are these still acceptable words to say? I wonder.
I thought it was someone who thinks they're smarter than they are.
Well, that's a part of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of what is that, the Dunning-Kruger effect? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amy on the stream. The actor who plays Bruce on St. Denis reminds me of you, Dave. Very funny and handsome. I looked this actor up. His name is Josh Lawson. I definitely see it.
I see. So I
like
didn't
in the
see
nose
it at first.
And the eyes.
Hold, yeah. Please.
I didn't see it at first, but I found one picture in particular where I'm like, oh, wait. Yeah, okay. I see.
Yeah,
it.
The nose and like the brow and the
yeah.
blue eyes.
That. Yeah.
What do you think, Dave? Have you found him?
I'm looking. Yeah, I can see that. I don't know the gentleman. I don't know the sexy man, but...
He's like a nice fella.
He's like a nice feller.
And Jake says, I did think of Andrew when I confronted my neighbors this morning.
Whoa.
Everybody just be careful, I guess. It's the only caution.
Yeah. To be clear, I am not. I do not want to encourage anyone to go out and seek revenge. I mean, if you do, I can't really control that. But...
What, you think listeners are going to go take out your revenge on the lady?
No, not on the lady, on their own.
Oh, you don't want
be like,
to.
Like, I got a neighbor I don't like. I'm going to go, maybe gotcha. I should go dump a bunch of poop in their yard.
Yeah, this is becoming like a weird movie.
Yeah. We may not want that to happen.
I like the idea that they're all collecting poop to take to your neighbor's yard. But like other dogs
yes.
and people poop just to.
People
poop. Just swarming Andrew's neighbor's yard with poop.
All of us marching down the street.
Boxes.
Big buckets of poop.
Another interesting existential question. So, most of the people in my life, like if the wizard came down and said, Dave, you're about to have an aneurysm. Good news is you're going to live again. What do you think of that Nick guy? You want to take him into your next life? Like, most of those are really simple decisions for me. Mm. But as I played this out, going through, like, everyone in your life, you don't have to say who. It'd be great if you did. But you don't have to say who. But do you have many people that you'd go, not that guy. Not my brother-in-law. Not my cousin. Not my husband. Not my friend from third grade. I don't want them in my next life. Thank you, but no. Oh, do you have a list of those?
Yes. Yeah. I don't really want to expand upon it.
Yeah.
But I mean, yes, of course.
Frank Ladd. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Frankie.
I thought that was an interesting concept.
Yeah, I think it is too. And I mean, there's definitely been, I mean, everyone. Basically everyone who's ever been mean to me, right?
Do you start to feel guilty even though you're running through this mental list and we've all got people that we probably don't want that would fall on that list, but do you kind of start to feel a little bit bad when you're like,
yeah,
I'd put this person on the list, but don't tell them. Like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, I don't have a lot of people in my... So I'm very dedicated to removing from my life people that I don't want in it.
Good grammar.
I was trying to make it more dramatic. I don't suffer a lot of, like, if you
allow me
to speak upon my listeth of name. I'm good at cutting people out. If it does not spark joy, I'm not going to have these people in my life anymore.
Marie Kondo.
So you've As already, Marie Kondo these people said, aren't even like.
The hedges are trimmed.
They're gone. Yeah,
the hedges
are trimmed. About it.
Family, friends, whatever.
Anybody
it is.
Super, super close to you that you would never admit to that you wouldn't take with you? Like, I mean, like Dave was saying, a spouse, a parent, a child.
New life, new wife is what you're saying.
I don't know. I wouldn't even be comfortable admitting it. I'd feel bad.
What if the caveat was, if you don't take this person into your next life, they don't go to another life?
Whoa. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
If I have godlike powers.
Take a minute?
No, if I have godlike powers, it shouldn't have made me mad.
Not messing around.
Shouldn't have got on my bedside. Who's the one with the godlike powers here? Come on now.
That's what he says in the note to the lady whenever he returns on the poop. Too.
I picture him in a bathrobe, like holding the picture in the poop in the backyard.
The poop saying, who's the one with the godlike powers?
Yeah,
here,
I just
lady?
Had a real picture of you at the pearly gates.
Uh-huh.
Bucket of poop in one hand, evidence in the other. Taking no prisoners.
Still holding the cheeseburger I was eating when the car crashed.
A little bit of like ketchup and mustard on that robe. One sock.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Nope.
You'd be fine.
All good.
You think this is true? I saw a either late Gen Xer or young boomer saying that her problem with Gen Z is that they, and Gen Alpha, is that they have taken basic discomfort in life and turned it into trauma. Fair indictment or unfair?
Who has turned this
across
into
the
trauma?
Board?
Just everybody?
Yeah, I mean, just generationally.
I hate to speak on like a whole generation's experience. Maybe one way to look at it is they are acknowledging certain things as traumatic that we were incapable of acknowledging because it would have just been too hard or too painful to be like, oh, things probably shouldn't be happening this way, or it just felt impossible to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do feel like there's a little bit more these days of like being a victim is like a currency for some folks, but I mean, I hate to be like, and that's why those two generations should just shut up. It's like, well, no, I don't feel comfortable saying that. Has our culture shifted towards more of like a victimization thing of like, it's good to be the victim, or you can like get away with things because you always have an excuse because bad things have happened to you? Sure, that does happen, but
yeah, blanket statements never work, but I mean, there are people that I know from, like, my generation and lower who throw around the word trauma to use to describe things that I don't think would qualify as that. Like, I know some people who have gone through absolute legit trauma. And then I, you know, there are people who are like, oh, yeah, totally, me too. I stubbed my toe, and I kept stubbing my toe over and over again. It's like, well, that's not trauma.
You wonder, though, I've not heard this from anyone else. I'm just kind of making it up as I go. But you wonder whether, like, I've heard quite a lot that your nervous system, if you're thinking terrible things, doesn't know the difference between that thing's actually happening and you're just thinking it. Have you guys heard that?
Yes.
So I wonder if generationally, if Gen Alpha, Gen Z are just a little more delicate than us, it just doesn't matter. Because if you feel that you're feeling trauma, you're feeling trauma. Does that make any sense? Like, we may not have viewed that as trauma, but if they do on a sliding scale, then they're experiencing something very negative.
Well, and another way to kind of say that is, I think there is an older generation that wasn't really, like, I think Rachel alluded to this a little bit, allowed to talk about it or classify things in a certain way. And then the pendulum has now swung so far in the other direction that it's probably somewhere in between where some people should have been talking about it.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, now probably don't. It's probably somewhere in between.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if one of these generations got it right? Like, you're not going to get everything right. But just like, I think your analogy works for everything.
Yep.
Politics.
Where's that happy medium?
Sex.
That's like, all we're asking.
Yeah. Just find a middle somewhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back, DGS 151. Friend Trisha hanging out for one more segment. Let's see, what do we got coming up?
Melanie Broyles, who was on a few months ago, who is the etiquette. The kind of thing I'd say is like a joke. And the etiquette expert is going to be here at the top of the hour. Brittany Miklas, happy hours, you know. We're just filling time till Wheeler gets back.
Basically. Twiddling our thumbs.
Yeah. Who's having fun? Unraveling worldwide conspiracies.
We've talked about something like this before, but there is a new app that just started in Los Angeles, and they need 3 minutes of video from any person, and they can turn that into an avatar that can have a relationship with you after they die for the rest of your life. Mm. Because this avatar, this AI, whatever you want to call it, learns and changes with you. So, like, I just lost my mom. Let's say I live another 25 or 30 years. I could go have that turned into an avatar, come home from work. Hey, mom, how you doing? Good, how are you? How's Rachel? How's Andrew? Oh, Andrew's in jail because of poop gate. Oh, that's, you know, like, she could have an actual conversation. Your thoughts on that?
You know, I think it could be very good for some people. I think for me personally, I would not want to do that because really the only thing we know for sure about death is that it's coming for all of us and there's a finality there. And to try to get around that finality, it just, for me personally, does not seem like the greatest idea. I think it would be better for me to just try to move forward and like honor that person's memory, but accepting the fact that they are gone and I don't get to have those conversations anymore. Yeah. I don't know what I would be getting out of those conversations.
Another thing, I don't know why I didn't see this coming, but we all know that there are now a lot of us out there, fellow citizens, who are having deep relationships, sexual relationships, committed relationships with AI bots. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I didn't see this coming, but now they're having digital children. With the bots. So I'm having a relationship with a bot named Mary.
Right.
And we're in love. Mm-hmm. And then Mary says, good news, we're expecting.
You're starting a family.
And then you have this little baby bot. And people are treating it as if they're real.
I mean...
What do you mean baby bot?
Like, wah. This,
well, sure,
Larry.
It's like a Tamagotchi or something. Yeah. You just take care of it on your screen.
So I asked Mary, how's the baby? Oh, baby's good. She misses you.
Okay.
Goo goo gaga. Dada.
But so you're not just having this relationship with like a chatbot?
No, I think you are.
Well, how can the chatbot present to you a baby?
It just has another character
it
in the story.
It just goes, I'm baby. Wah.
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah, let me talk to the baby real quick. Are we going to have
to... Put the baby on the phone.
Are we going to have conversations with kids in a few years about dating?
I think so.
Yeah. AI.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Is it going to be prejudiced to...
We've had this discussion.
People could look at it
that way. Yeah, we've had this discussion that's going to be like the next, I don't know, form of discrimination, mm-hmm. I guess.
Clankers.
Mm-hmm. Think about all those little baby bots.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. It's definitely like, getting weirder.
And like on one hand, I'm fine with it because you know we all know a couple of people where it's like, yeah, it's probably not gonna work out romantically. I'm not trying to be mean, but there are people out there where it's like this would be their best option. But for so many others, it's like you gotta try to have a real human relationship.
I'm thinking of one right now who we work with.
Yeah, I was just going to say we're all thinking of the exact same person. I think you definitely, I like Rachel said, I'm very wary of people like starting with.
Right, like if we can prevent loneliness, then great. But let's keep in mind that these bots are designed to tell you, the bots will never disagree with you. You don't ever have to grow as a person. That shouldn't be something like that we covet and want. Like a relationship is supposed to change you and build you into a better version of yourself.
And
hopefully.
It will also give you, again, speaking of the creation of the baby bots, it will give you a very warped idea of the concept of consent if the person you're talking to all day is unable to ever say no to you about anything.
Yeah.
Right? That's going to...
That could change, though.
When that person eventually goes out into the real world, as one must occasionally in their life, I think that that will do more damage societally. Than
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.